Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Limits, you promised treats, and now it's time to deliver. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette on all things Steelers, including the Aaron Rodgers saga. This is just, it's a day, I don't even think about it anymore.
Oh,
it's like the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports right now, except it's not even a story because nobody ever thinks about it.
Congratulations are in order to Aaron, potentially. I think there's a ring on his finger. He might be a married man.
Is that what you're hearing? Oh, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations to Aaron. Maybe he was going on his honeymoon, and that's why he can't go to minicamp.
Possibly. What do you have, Limits?
Well, John Gruden was on Sirius XM radio talking about some of the quarterbacks. He touched on Jackson Dart, your favorite, but he said something very interesting about the one and only six-round draft pick of your Pittsburgh Steelers, Will Howard.
When you look at these quarterbacks this year, I'll tell you this, and I'll go on record here. The Pittsburgh Steelers got a steal in Will Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. That guy's a stud.
Yeah.
And I love Jackson Dart now. The Giants, he may not be ready to go right away, but this guy's tough as hell. He's athletic, and he's bright. He's really smart, and he loves it. So I think there's some guys that are pretty darn good in this year's class. They just got to go prove it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm dining on, Jim? My first mock draft, I put Jackson Dart number 3 to the Giants.
How about that?
People were questioning my brain scans and everything else that went through it. I know he didn't go 3, but obviously the Giants liked what they saw, came back and got him. And I'm with John on Jackson Dart and, you know, Will Howard. Does
Me
that
too.
Not look like Ben Roethlisberger redoing body
Jack.
Type
Man,
and all
big.
That? And if they play the way Pittsburgh normally plays, that fits right into it perfectly.
Well, I made the comparison to Josh Allen, and everybody said,
everybody
Gruden thinks he's Josh. No, I said he's 6'0", 4'7", 236.
That's
so
Josh
I want you
Allen's
to get
size.
A feel for how big this
I
guy
mean,
is.
I mean, Donnie football is big, too. I'm not comparing
power.
Him to Josh Allen. What is going on here?
Gruden loves himself some Will Howard, some traits, the intangibles.
My God. All right. Well, I do agree with him on Jackson Dart, of course, and whoever that guy Jack was, too. But Will Howard, there's a reason he went where he went in the draft, Limits.
Oh, I'm very aware.
I think
aware.
People are losing their minds over this guy.
I agree. I don't think he's anything more than a career backup. Landry Jones, again, good comparison, I think.
I mean,
wouldn't
PFF,
be a bad career.
Well, one of the weaknesses that people cite, including PFF, is arm talent. Now, we've seen some very good quarterbacks without rifle arms become legendary, actually. Tom Brady would be one, although his arm was plenty good enough. Drew Brees would be another. So I'm not saying that's everything, but that's one. And their other weakness was predetermining throws and basically consistency, I think, has been a problem. Listen, I'm willing to be open about this guy. Maybe he is the next Brock Purdy. I don't know. Is that a compliment to be the next Brock Purdy, I think?
Considering he's going to get paid close to $50 million from San Francisco if they ever get that deal done, yeah.
I think that's a compliment. I don't think he's the next Ben or Josh Allen.
Nope.
Is he a starter in the NFL?
No. I don't believe he
is. Are you open to the idea that he could be?
No.
You're not even open to it. You're not even going to say it's possible.
When you say starter, what do you mean by that?
A legit starter, maybe even a good starter.
Okay, you mean somebody that can actually go all 17 games in a season, not somebody that will start a couple of games for you in a pinch when you need it.
No, that's called a backup limit.
Okay, then no, I do not believe that he is capable of that, no.
Neither do I. My question is, are you open to watching him develop? Are you open to the idea of that? Or would you not even give him a chance? Is your mind completely closed to that?
Well, I think he deserves an opportunity, but I put it at like 5%.
Who's that?
Somebody calling to defend Will Howard on
Might
the tape
be.
That I'm
yeah,
giving?
It does. It has a Columbus area code on it.
Fascinating. No, I do not think that he is somebody who can step in and be the starter for them. I don't. I'm going to give it a 5% chance. 5% openness, willingness that I am giving him to be able
I
to
think,
be that.
I think we're not on the same page on that. There's a difference between a prediction and am I open? I'm open to anything. Yeah, maybe he'll be good. I don't know. I saw the guy probably 7 or 8 times play in college. Let's see. And when somebody like John Gruden pays him that high of a compliment, it opens my eyes a little. But I'm with you on the prediction. There's a reason he was still available. But who knows? People develop. Things happen. He definitely has some physical traits and the toughness and things like that. Now I'm getting into Tommy Pham-like qualities, right?
Tommy's toughness. I do like the makeup of Will Howard. He seems like a really good guy. He seems like he definitely puts in the work. I just don't know if he's able to put it all together, and that's why I'm very close to slamming that door. It's just a little bit ajar.
You're close to slamming the door. They haven't even started mini camp or OTAs yet. Why would you slam the door already?
It's a little bit ajar for me to be able to believe that he can be a 17-game starter.
Your door is ajar. No, it's not. It's a door. So if you compared him to Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, is he a notch above that at least?
For his sake, I sure hope so.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Noah was talking about Tree like he's the centerpiece of a World Series team coming up here.
Well, come on. He kind of like gave a little, I guess, Jared Tree, although, before answering that question.
What do you have next?
A lot of people are still forgetting about Z and who Z even is.
Yeah, I forgot already.
Chang, the shortstop. Right. Pony just came in here and said hello.
Is he having a good minor league year? Not Pony, but Z.
Z? I think he's having an okay year.
Do you know that for a fact? Can you look up the numbers?
Yeah, I will look it up for sure for you.
You have a habit of guessing, and it's sometimes wrong.
Yeah, I can be wrong occasionally.
tell me more about Z.
Z. Well, no, he's not having a good year. Z in the minors, 57 at-bats, has 12 hits, 3 steals, 1 RBI.
I don't need all those numbers.
211 average.
Yeah, well, there you go. Of all the indictments, I think I mentioned one earlier, that they have nobody knocking at the door at AAA. An overall indictment of this organization and the previous administration is that they have put more draft capital into shortstops than any organization I've ever seen in my life. And we're talking, we're sitting here talking again about Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree.
Can I address something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
People on the text line saying, oh, Austin doesn't like Will Howard because he went to Ohio State.
There you go, texters. Oh. That's why we pay you the big money out there. You're right.
You really think that that bias can just cloud my judgment.
You said you're not even open to the idea he could be good.
I don't think he's that good.
That's a different question. Come on, Limits. You're a smart man. I'm not asking if you think he's good or if you're predicting he's going to be good. Do you have an open mind about the guy?
Somewhat.
Okay.
But based on what I've watched, again, I wouldn't predict it. But open mind, you can give me a little bit of an open mind, but not much. It's six-round pick. I don't know where a lot of the defense comes into this. He was still available in the sixth round.
I have an open mind about Caleb Johnson. You know,
I do too. He's a third-round pick.
No,
I like him a lot.
What I mean by that is I'm concerned when I see Nick Saban comparing to Najee Harris, I'm concerned about the 40 time. Regardless of what people tell me about his GPS times, and regardless of when I watch the tape from Iowa, he looks to be more of a breakaway threat. But I'm concerned, but I have an open mind that this guy could be that. And if you're talking about Najee with breakaway explosiveness, you're talking about a hell of a running back. So I'm open to this idea that this guy could be really, really good and be explosive. Right?
People on the text line saying, you want Will Howard to fail.
Come on now. You do. I'm convinced
NFL,
of that.
NFL, it's a completely different thing. Do you think I just want Cam Hayward to fail because he went to Ohio State? Really? Come on. That's a stupid argument.
No, I agree with all the texters that you're
wrong.
Extremely biased against Will Howard because he went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
Any other Ohio State players that I am completely biased against, even though I wanted them to draft Emeka Abuka?
I don't know. Are you?
No, I'm not. I wanted them to pick Abuka. You want the Steelers to pick, and Abuka was the number one guy. Please remind me of what college he went to.
My nasal passage feels swollen.
That's what I thought.
Next.
Brian Batko is next.
I thought you had another treat for me, Limits.
Yeah, later on.
That was
on.
Only two treats.
It's already noon.
All right. That wasn't much of an Easter basket.
The Easter basket is later for the Limitless Express.
You're saving the best for that?
Of course.
That Easter basket only had those, what are those little marshmallows that are always stale? What do they call those? Come on.
The peeps in the Easter basket?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are they always stale?
That was a bunch of peeps in my basket.
Everybody on the text line saying, it's just because Austin wants Drew Aller. He was not brought up once
That's
in this segment.
That's also very
and
true.
And yet people just drag him into
You keep
it.
Going, texters. Get this guy.
Yeah, keep dragging me. At least they're finally coming after me for once. Typically, they're coming after you, Joe. So I'll take it. I'll follow the sword today.
How about that? He gets a little shot at me. They go after you, and the best he can do is take a shot at me. Unbelievable, Limits. They're all right, too. You want Aller so badly. Here. Don't you?
I believe that Aller needs to significantly improve. It was the right decision for him to go back to college.
Well, who are if you, a he, GM now? You're talking, what are you, Kyle
am
Dubas?
Am I able to make a point?
No, apparently not.
Apparently
you're talking
not.
Around it like a lawyer. You're talking like Ben Charrington and Kyle Dubas.
All I've been given was 5 seconds.
Do you want
seconds.
Aller to be the number one pick or not?
Your Honor, I'm trying to make my case here,
well,
and he's trying to
I think
to
he's
object.
Got a lot of arm talent. I think he has a lot of work to do. Perhaps in the future, the under-the-surface stats will tell us that he is the guy. Is he yes or no? You want him to be the number one pick?
We still have a full year to determine it, but I will say yes.
Thanks,
because
Ben.
I think that he ultimately will be able to be that guy.
Thank you, Kyle.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.